This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Several House committees have subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for documents related to the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The subpoena sets an October 4th deadline for the Secretary of State to produce the documents they're seeking. Separately, lawmakers sent a letter notifying Secretary Mike Pompeo. They've scheduled depositions for five State Department officials, including former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. She was abruptly removed in May from her post as ambassador to Ukraine, and President Trump referred to her as bad news in his July phone call with the president of Ukraine. But a number of officials tell the Associated Press Yovanovitch was highly respected. She'd been pressing the Ukrainian government to address its corruption problems. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Congressional Democrats want answers from the Pentagon and White House on the delay in military aid to Ukraine. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump claimed he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine because of corruption in the country. But documents obtained by the AP show the Pentagon certified in May that enough progress was made to release the congressionally authorized aid. The package was finally released earlier this month. House impeachment inquiry wants to know if Trump withheld the money and weapons to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter to gain a political advantage over Biden. The chairs of the House Budget and Appropriations Committees want Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and Budget Director Russell Vogt to explain the discrepancy. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Washington Post reports President Trump's special representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, resigned on Friday. A whistleblower complaint from within the intelligence community described Volker as trying to contain the damage from efforts by Mr. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to press Ukraine to investigate Democrats. This is VOA News. Afghans are voting today to elect a new president. Among the candidates is Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah. He says the people will not accept fraud in the election.
The main concern is that if it is as fraudulent as it was in 2014, this will have consequences, unfortunately. I'm not talking about different scenarios, but what I'm very sure about it, that a fraudulent election in outcome will not be accepted by the people.
Officials say there was an explosion Saturday outside a polling station in the southern city of Kandahar that left several people seriously injured. A provincial official in Afghanistan's north says insurgents firing mortars on the city of Kunduz are attempting to stop voting in the national elections. Police in northern Nigeria say they have rescued more than 300 boys and men held at an Islamic school. Many had been beaten and sexually abused. Police say many of the victims were found in chains when officers carried out the rescue in the city of Kaduna. Local television footage showed many of the victims in poor condition, appearing emaciated and walking with difficulty. Joshua Wong, one of the most prominent leaders in the Hong Kong protests, is running for the local district council in the upcoming elections.
I hereby announce solemnly that I am running for the office of the South Horizon West constituency in the upcoming district council election. It's a decision came after careful consideration.
Wong is out on bail after being charged with inciting and participating in an unauthorized assembly outside police headquarters on June 21st. A key component of the U.S. economy, consumer spending, continued to rise last month, but just barely. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
American consumers boosted their spending just 0.1% in August. It's the smallest gain in 6 months, despite incomes growing at a solid pace. The Commerce Department says personal income was up 0.4% last month. That boosted the savings rate to 8.1%, a sign that consumers aren't overspending. Consumers are a key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports have slipped. Last month's modest gain follows several months of healthy increases in consumer spending, with consumer confidence at historically high levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people joined teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg for a march in Montreal Friday, part of a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. Thunberg called on world leaders to do more for the environment following a meeting earlier Friday with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.